Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can give me a call right now, because it's a new you, America. It's time for a new one. And I'll tell you what, so many people, when they email in and they call, and we, of course, get your messages and things through the day, which we appreciate very much. You know, I always wonder, especially when we're looking through those and emails and things to use for the show, it always dawns on me how important just your questions are, because many people, they think, well, I don't know if I want to ask that, or, well, this has probably been asked 1,000 times when you're talking about blood pressure or whatever. But I want you to know that your questions are important, and they mean a lot to us. And it's never a dumb question, first of all, but it's never too small, it's never too big, never too long, that sort of thing. It always has value. Because remember, when you do ask a question, and we take it on the air, there's probably a lot of people that are listening right now that are dealing with the same thing. And so they're important questions. Your call's important too. You know, if you're sitting there, so many people say, well, I've been listening for 3 years and I'm a first time caller, which I think is great. You know, I love to talk to all of you when you call in. It's very important to me. But just realize that you can always call. It's not embarrassing. It's not difficult. It's just you and me, just sitting here talking on the phone, basically. That's what it's like. And other people will benefit from it. You know, your question will strike a chord with so many people that are out there. And, you know, it matters. Just know that that's what this show's all about. It's about bringing good information, not just for you, but for others that are listening, to benefit them, to take them to another level with their health and with their life. Let's go ahead and kick it off with Patricia. Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello?
Hi. How can I help?
Well, I called. I'm 86 years old, and I've been really well all my life. I've never had much problems. I had my tonsils out when I was 10. Otherwise, but now that I'm 86, and I don't remember how long ago this started, but my face and head sweat, and sweat runs down the back of my neck, and my hair gets real, it really gets wet. Now, I'm wiping my face now continually. Now, sometimes it's because it's hot, and sometimes it's because I perform a little effort and get that way. I'm up in New York now, and here it is, but I was sweating tonight at dinner.
And have you had your blood work done recently with your doctor?
Well, now that's a real good question. I think they tried to, yeah, but I don't remember anything outstanding or anything.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, I would, if you haven't had it done, say, in the last 3 to 4 months, you might want to go and just have them run a simple test. They may want to look a little bit deeper and do some extra tests, but sometimes you could have some imbalances that could be causing that, or you could just be having some excess perspiration. If the adrenal glands get a little bit weak, then sometimes perspiration can increase like that. Potassium and sodium levels can be off a little bit, and it can increase it as well. So, you know, it just depends, but that might be a good thing to do if it's bothering you. Or are you feeling weak? Have your energy levels changed since this has started, or... No.
See, I don't. I used to be active. Well, now I've slowed down unbelievable. I used to think my mother was slow, and she says, "Well, wait till you're my age." And perfect. So I was a hustler, really, and I could get things done. But since I'm this age, I'm slowed down. I know. Yeah.
Well, you're still young. Just remember that. Like a spring chicken. So they say it's all in the mind. So you just got to get the body moving. And that's what they say. Anyway, I'm not there yet, but I'm sure I will be at some point. So, but I'll tell you this, your mind really does play a big role. And exercise and staying active, you know, if you've always been kind of a little energizer bunny running around and doing errands and having multiple things to do throughout the day, staying active, even if it's just walking or doing something like that on a regular basis, 5 to 6 days a week minimum, will really make a difference in your mobility and make a difference in your structural integrity of your body and your fitness level. It can make a huge difference. So something to think about for sure as you kind of walk through this process. But just realize that, you know, the one thing when you're dealing with something like this and it's kind of weird, it's always good to go see your doctor and just have them check it out rather than, oh, it's probably a vitamin deficiency. Well, it could be, and it could be a mineral deficiency. That's true. But it's always good to have them take a peek at it, and that way when you get some testing done, you'll be able to know exactly what it is. And, you know, if they've got a kind of a medical route they want to go, but you want to go more of a natural route, that's when you get maybe a second opinion or go to more of an alternative doctor and let them kind of guide you along the process. You know, but many times, again, it can be something pretty simple. I mean, sodium potassium levels could be off and, you know, increase something like chicken broth or beef broth, organic, of course, or celery juice, and those things can help as well. But, you know, again, it's always good to get some little bit of testing done, figure out exactly what it is. But I'm glad you called. Get that checked out. Keep me posted on how it goes. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Our email for the day is brought to you by Gene Me. Gene Me is a powerful company that's involved in genetic assessment testing. It's kind of a new testing outside of blood work to figure out what your exact DNA blueprint is. Pretty cool stuff. So you can check them out at getgeneme.me. But let's see. Emily actually says, I'm 16 and playing soccer this year. My coach says that I need to put on a little more weight. What's a good way to do this safely? Well, you know, being 16 and being probably really thin, I guess, you know, depending on what position you're playing, they want you to put on a little bit of weight. It's just eating good foods, really. At your age, I'm sure your parents have you, you know, on some form of game plan, or maybe you just eat whatever you want. If you're that thin and that little, you probably do. But I can tell you that at this age, you won't really think about it too much. And that's why kids, you know, teenagers, I don't want to call you a kid, but teenagers do eat pretty much whatever. If you got a great metabolism, you're playing soccer, which means you're running nonstop. It's an incredible sport. Then, you know, you probably can eat whatever, but it's the quality of foods. And eating multiple times throughout the day is very important too. So your proteins, like your chicken, your fish, your beef, your eggs, your carbohydrates. And for you, I normally just say fruits and vegetables, but your starchy carbs will be good for you, like the sweet potatoes and the brown rice and those sorts of things. So get with your, you know, your parents and maybe your coach and come up with a game plan. But usually when you eat multiple times throughout the day, when you're an athlete like that, say 5 or 6 times every 3 to 3.5 hours, that'll help you retain your lean muscle tissue and actually maybe gain a little bit of the weight you're looking for. The healthy fats will help too. All your almonds and walnuts and cashews, all those kind of things are great. But keeping it in balance is definitely the key. And don't get too hung up on all the supplements and that sort of thing at your age. Stick more to the whole foods, and you should be good to go. All right, 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now, or check us out online, getwellradio.com. We'll be right back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Check out the show 24/7 at HealthCoachRadio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
I drove them. 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, we hear about strokes all the time. You ever heard of a mini stroke? Maybe someone in your family had one, and they said, oh, don't worry about it. It was just a mini stroke. Well, now they're finding out they're a little bit more dangerous than we thought. Canadian researchers are talking about how these mini strokes, actually called TIAs, of course, are now benefiting from certain medications. About 80% of the patients that they see, said Dr. Shayla Kautz, in the mild stroke category, actually have a little bit more damage than earlier thought. This is from the University of Calgary. They said many of the patients with TIAs need to be seen more quickly in the emergency room, Kautz said. These patients need to be seen as early as the decisions can be made about treatment. It can be made more rapidly to be able to help them. This was in the recent journal, or the recent stroke journal. Kautz's team found that almost 500 TIA patients, about 15%, had at least a minor disability. 3 months after the mini stroke, a minor disability is one that prevents a person from doing activities they once did, such as driving. But it doesn't limit one's handling of their personal affairs, Kautz said. CT scans found some patients had narrowed blood vessels in the brain, while others had ongoing or worsening symptoms. Now, patients with these problems were at more than twice the risk of having 90 days worth of disability after their TIA. So in addition, patients with type 2 diabetes had the highest risk of disability. Women were almost twice as likely to have it as men. And after a mini stroke, the patient's brain may be losing oxygen, they say, raising the chances of a major stroke, Kautz said. Patients at the greatest risk are those who suffer a series of TIAs. 53% of these patients had a disability, compared with 12% of those who had only a single mini stroke. TIA symptoms include a sudden instability or inability to move one side of the body, numbness on one side, dizziness, or trouble walking and speaking. So this is another important paper to add, about the evidence of a mild stroke and may not be so mild when we evaluate the impact or subsequent disability, said Dr. Ralph Sacco, chairman of neurology at the University of Miami School, or Miller School of Medicine, says we also know that patients with a TIA are at a high risk for subsequent stroke. So to help recognize symptoms of a stroke, the American Stroke Association recommends a certain acronym called FAST. All right, so here they are. F is for face weakness, which is pretty common. A is for arm weakness. S is for speech problems. And T is for time to call 911. So the face gets weak, the arm gets weak, and you start having speech issues. They start slurring their speech. You better get your hind end to the phone, pick up the cell phone as quickly as possible, dial 911, and get them to the ER. Because the quicker, obviously, you can get there, now we're learning, the better the outcome is going to be. So time is everything, and it matters. So just little thing to think about along the way. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Sarah now. Hi, Sarah.
My question involves processed soybean products found in high-protein bars. A couple of years ago, I went through a traumatic event, and I started losing my hair. I don't know if it was from lack of eating or just the stress itself, but a girlfriend at church, she's a nutritionist, she had recommended eating, 60 grams of protein a day through protein bars. I did for about a year and a half, ate them. My hair did grow back in pretty quickly and thickly, but my problem or concern that I have is recently I've read that these processed soybean products mimic estrogen and it ups your chances of cancer. And this has just absolutely terrified me. And I was wondering, is there anything I can do at this point? I mean, I quit eating the protein bars and eating chicken and other protein.
You can. Protein itself, I like to get it from the best sources possible. I mean, eggs are really good, fish. Your whole foods are always your best way to go. Now, there are some supplements out that are very good. You want to go for as much as you can anyway, hormone-free, antibiotic-free. And you can get some protein bars like that. They do make meal replacements where it has the proteins, the fats, and carbohydrates all in there. And that's really one of my favorites because, really, to use a supplement like that, it's very good. I like the liquid the better because if you do 3 meals a day, for example, 3 solid meals, then you can do 2 to 3 liquid protein meals in between, and it helps on the digestive tract. Because, you know, obviously if you're breaking down foods through your regular meals and you do the liquid, it's a lot easier for the body to break down. That's why juicing is so good, and blending and these sorts of things can be quite helpful. So that's why I like adding and getting your protein in through some supplementation. But, you know, again, a little bit, as long as it's like a good high-quality whey protein that is, like I said, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, yeah, it makes a big difference. So for the hair, skin, all of that, protein is vital. I mean, it's the building block of our cells, so it's good to get enough of it. And many times people don't get enough protein, believe it or not. And getting enough on a regular basis makes a huge difference in your health. You notice the difference in your skin, the way that you feel, your energy levels. I mean, there's just a whole slew of reasons why getting enough protein in, it really does matter. Okay, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Jim in Lexington, Kentucky says, do you have any advice for someone dealing with AFib? Well, atrial fibrillation, big, big deal. And I'm sure you kind of with your doctor and listening to them and what they have you doing, which hopefully you are. It's very important. The B vitamins are always important when you're dealing with any kind of AFib. All right. So your B complex, that sort of thing. When you get deficient in the B vitamins, that can be an issue. Another possibility is dealing with thyroid function, too. So you might want to look into some research on that, some of the nutritional ways of handling that, too. A good registered dietitian will be able to walk you through that and give you some great options. Tyrosine is an amino acid. Iodine is a trace mineral. Look into some of those and how they work to help in thyroid function, and also how they can possibly help the heart rate and rhythm. You Google that and you'll start finding some great information along those lines. But getting some form of testing done, whether it's genetic testing or blood testing, whatever it might be, always makes a big difference, especially when it comes to that. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. You make it part of the show, whatever you need. Maybe it's for a friend, a family member, a loved one. We'd be glad to take your calls, your emails, whatever it is. Pretty excited about this. McDonald's to post calorie counts on the menus. This ought to be interesting. Fast food giant McDonald's announced Wednesday that it would begin listing calorie counts for its burgers, French fries, and other menu items. Federal regulations expected to mandate such menu form information for major chain restaurants next year. So McDonald's decides to move ahead and be the first one. Well, we wanted to voluntarily do this. Jan Fields, who's president of McDonald's USA, told the Associated Press, "We believe it will help educate consumers." So some U.S. cities, such as New York and Philadelphia, already require calorie counts on menus, so many customers won't notice any change. However, Field said that, "I do think people feel better knowing this information." One nutrition expert said, "The move won't dramatically slim Americans' widening waistlines, but every little bit helps." I think the information is going to be really good. Obesity isn't the type of thing where one day you wake up and you're fat. We gradually, slowly gain weight over time, Margo Wooten said, who's director of nutrition at the Public Advocacy Group, Center of Science and Public Interest. And that's true. I mean, it happens over time. But I think that as much as we can provide will help. Now, will some people read it? Yes. Will some people just keep going through the drive-thru and getting their Big Macs and their fries? Of course. So a lot of people, they're not going to break their habits. I mean, just because it says that a Big Mac has, you know, whatever, 2,000 calories in one burger with all the sauce and everything else on there, it's not going to stop a lot of people. But hopefully for a lot of the health-conscious consumers that are kind of kicking into high gear, they will notice it and make a change. That's my hope anyway. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You give me a call right now. We're going to Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living well. What's going on, darling?
Well, I've listened to your show for a little bit, and, well, about, it would be 7 years ago in November, I went through a divorce, and my daughter passed away, and...
oh, my goodness.
Yes, she got hit by a truck out in front of my parents' house.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, right 4 days before her dad and I was to divorce. And, well, I was at a really good weight back then, and, I mean, I think I had maybe an extra 10 pounds or something like that, you know. But now, and, of course, in the meantime, I've gone through menopause, and which I went through kind of early. And now I've gained probably a good long time, but I still take medicine for it. And everything, should I still be able to get up, like, with no problem without an alarm clock and everything?
That depends. I mean, it just depends. But, yeah, I mean, if your cortisol levels, which is what we're talking about, cortisol, if those levels are normal in the body, and when you have a lot of adrenal issues, cortisol is kind of all over the place. But when your cortisol is fairly balanced, then, yeah, you should be able to get up, even if you've had some issues like you're talking about with the seizures and whatnot. You should be able to get up in the morning and feel pretty good if things are the way they should be. Now, you know, that's kind of relative because it depends on the kind of stress that you had and walked through. I just can't even imagine that. That's, you know, that would wreak havoc on anyone's physical health and emotional health for that matter. So, I mean, for you to be in a place now where I don't think you ever get over that. I think you just learn to live with it. And so once you go through that, the grieving time and the change of all that, of those kind of circumstances, you know, your body begins to adapt a little bit and you start to heal and you physically start to heal too. So when you get to the point where, you know, things begin to seem balanced, that's when you start looking at making some lifestyle changes. And what I mean by that is, your diet and your lifestyle choices, like exercising, what you eat, your ability to get good rest, those sorts of things, they all kind of play together to give you what you have as far as the way your body functions. So if you're going to function at a peak level, you got to be real intentional about, you know, getting to bed at a decent hour and eating 3 to 5 healthy meals every day and exercising even sometimes, well, probably many times when you don't want to, you know, creating these habits. And that's what helps balance things out more than anything. It's not just maybe taking supplements or whatever. It's the whole picture. You know, it's getting the whole ball waxed together, and that's kind of what makes makes your body go to the next level. Have you been to your doctor recently? Have you had any kind of physical or workup recently to have any numbers checked that were out of range, or
actually,
what's been the latest?
I did have some tests done last November, because I was really sick. I went in the hospital. I was throwing up. It looked like black stuff. And they did some kind of scope on me. And they said that at the time that they thought I had acid reflux. And they put me on Nexium. And I've been taking that. And I haven't had really much trouble since then with that kind of thing. I've also tried to, like, change my eating habits. I'm trying to work more fruit and vegetables and stuff like that into my diet. But a couple of things that I have trouble with, and this is going to sound crazy, but, like, I think I need to figure out a way to get off of diet soft drinks.
You just have to quit. it's there's no easy way to do that. I think it's a good idea. Yeah, you can do, I'll tell you an alternative, if you kind of like that fizzy taste in your mouth, is seltzer water, really good. And you can use lemons and limes or like an orange, some kind of fresh fruit like that, and add a little bit of stevia to it, and it tastes really good. Of course, there's nothing really bad in it so much as the seltzer water is probably not going to be distilled and probably have some minerals in it of some kind. But at any rate, it's a good alternative if you like that kind of taste of drinks and whatnot. But it is better than getting off the soda that's got the phosphoric acid or the citric acid and all the colorings and that sort of thing in it. So, yeah, definitely a good alternative. But if you're drinking plenty of water, that makes a difference, too. Teas are really good, too. Green tea, even if you do iced green tea, they're all great and, of course, extremely good for energy levels and good for your digestive tract as well. So, I mean, a lot of things you can do. Sounds like you're on the right path. You're coming up with a new game plan. I would, just continue to follow down what you're doing. If as long as you're eating well, that's the key. That's kind of your foundation. If as long as you're eating well and exercising, are you exercising 2 or 3 days a week, or how many times a week are you doing it?
Oh, that's part of the problem. It's like I work part-time, usually about 24 hours a week, and it's like once I go to work and everything, and it's like, I don't know, it's like all my days off, I'm tired, and I just don't, I know I've exercised before. I lost 60 pounds before I got married, like 15 years ago. Of course, I was only 32 back then. And I lost 50 pounds in 6 months. And so I think, like, a couple times I've started to try some things, and try and start losing weight. And I just, because I'm older, it's harder to lose weight. It doesn't come off the way it did when I was younger.
Well, no, you have to work a little bit harder at it, that's for sure. But, I mean, if you've done it once, you can do it again. That's the good news. So it's just about coming up with a good, solid game plan. You might want to get someone just maybe in the short term for about maybe about a month, is to have some sessions with a personal trainer. It's always good. Someone that can help you kind of construct a good lifestyle plan and really go to that next level. And that might be something you want to consider. But keep it up. Keep me posted on how things go. I'd like to hear. I mean, you got to lose 30 or 40 pounds. It's not that bad. You can knock that out. Just got to kind of get your mind to it and set your goals and make realistic goals and then go for it. You've done it once. Like I said, it doesn't matter if it was, 15 years ago. Your body is pretty resilient. And as long as you come up with a game plan and you stick to it, persistence is the key. Now, the marathon wins over the sprint every time. So, something to think about. And, I'm sure you'll do great. I'm sorry to hear about how things have gone in your life, but I know you've turned a lot of that around. It sounds like you have a great attitude, which is so important for achieving anything in life, especially with your health. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You give me a call right now or go online, getwellradio.com. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. America's Health Coach here to personally invite you to one of the largest health and wellness events in the country. The 9th Annual Alive Expo is May 4th and 5th in Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be speaking live at the expo, where you'll be able to sample natural and organic products, enjoy live health lectures, fitness and cooking demos, and get discounts on many of your favorite natural wellness products and receive plenty of free samples. Let's go green and get healthy at the 9th Annual Alive Expo, May 4th and 5th at the Georgia World Congress Center. Go to AliveExpo.com to get your tickets. That's AliveExpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live healthy online at HealthCoachRadio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
The lines are open, 888-283-7272. 283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's talk about it. You want to talk about your health? You want to talk about diabetes, heart disease, losing weight? You want to come up with a new lifestyle plan and not really sure how? Certain supplements, whatever it is, we are here to talk about it. Quote for the day comes from unknown, but it was said. After all is said and done, a lot more will be said than done. I love it. Love it. Texas woman to be first U.S. recipient of a double arm transplant. CBS News reported that a Texas woman who had all her limbs amputated 2 years ago after contracting a severe infection is set to become the first U.S. patient to receive a double arm transplant. Katie Hayes, 43, is a mother of three from Kingwood, contracted strep A infection days after giving birth to her third child in 2010 and fell into a coma. Doctors had to amputate her arms and legs to save her life. Now doctors at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston plan to operate on Hayes in the double arm transplant, attaching donated arms to the spot where her elbows used to be. The bones of the arms will be attached using metal plates and screws, and then the muscles, tendons, arteries and veins, and major nerves will all be connected. The hospital is seeking a suitable donor via the New England Oregon Bank, CBS News said. And at a news conference Wednesday, lead surgeon Dr. Simon Talbot said Hayes would require 6 months of rehabilitation, and it's possible that she might never get motion or feeling in her new hands. Speaking at the news conference, Hayes said she's very hopeful. I want to hug my children and hug my husband, cook food, and wipe my own bottom. Things you guys take for granted, she said. I have the determination to do it once again. That's great, though. Think about that. Think about just, you know, going along and you're pregnant, having your baby, and getting that infection, falling into a coma, and waking up and your arms and legs are gone. Things that you'd been using for so many years, I mean, your whole life, and you wake up and they're gone? Imagine the adjustment that would have to take place from that. Life would be different. So for someone to go through that, have a great attitude, which I think is just vital for anything in life, it's just so encouraging. Encouraging for so many people to hear that, listen to it, watch it, and know that, you know, that's a true champion. Somebody that really can go to the next level in their health, in the way that they think as well. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Let's go to Carrie now. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How can I help?
I am losing weight steadily since 04. In 04, I was rushed to the hospital. I had angioplasty with three stents put into me.
Okay.
And that was at the very, you know, the young stage of angioplasty. Now I read that it's not good to have three inside. I questioned that, but they couldn't answer me at that time. But anyway, so I was put in a very strict diet. I went on a one-month diet lesson, and there I learned how to eat so as not to build up the plaque, if possible. And I, since 04, I used to weigh 100 to 115 pounds. Mm-hmm. For years and years. Now, after the angioplasty, after the diet, then I weighed 100 for the longest time, and then 95, and then 90, and just now I went to see my doctor for my checkup, I weighed 89 pounds. And she said that I should load up. I should eat more. I can't eat more than what I'm eating right now, but of course I eat very, very healthily. And she, well, I was told that cholesterol, I have to really watch out, and when I eat egg, make sure not to have the yolk. But now I read articles and I hear egg yolk, it's okay.
Yeah, egg yolks, the American Heart Association now says that around 2 to 3 eggs every single day, the whole egg, is actually safe. And there's even other studies out there, and this is not through the American Heart Association, but yeah, I mean, the egg yolks contain certain components in there that actually help with cholesterol. So, I mean, are you taking medication for cholesterol? Is that what you're concerned about?
I am taking, but I have reduced it since I come to Colorado.
Okay.
And it seems like the test result come out mildly high, but not very bad.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, you want to just keep working with your doctor on what they have you doing, which is smart. But at the same time, if you're looking to gain weight, you want to at least do a minimum of 5 meals a day. Is that what you're doing now? Or are you doing like 3 meals on the smaller snacks and kind of grazing in between?
Right. That's what I do. 3 big meals, really big portion. And then whenever I feel the need of it, I will have maybe 2 or 3 snacks during the day. But it's hard to find snacks that I can eat, you see.
Yeah, the meal replacements are really good. And you get like a good meal replacement powder. That can really help. And you can get those, and they're really, really good as far as a hormone-free, antibiotic-free type whey protein powder, because they'll give you more protein. The more protein you take in at a good moderate level, that's going to help tremendously in helping you kind of hold on to that lean body mass and not drop so fast. Also, your healthy fats, like your almonds, your avocados, and nuts, those are all great as well. Just look into some of that, and you can always call whenever you'd like. 888-283-7272 puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.